So great to be here this morning. So great to see our visitors. If you're a visitor with us, you're an honored guest. If you're a member of the North Jefferson family, welcome home. So glad to be here this morning. Got a phone call on Friday. Chris and I were out doing visitations, and my wife called me and said, the brakes are chirping, which I thought was interesting. And then she said, we need to get them changed. So I knew what that meant. I knew what my Saturday was going to be devoted to. And for the 2 hours, I sat at the brake shop. I looked at the newspaper. And in the newspaper, they had all of the graduating students in the area. They looked like little kids. And I looked through those, and I was thinking about the speeches that would be made and the pageantry that would be done. And I'm sure that Pomp and Circumstance was a song that was played. And I will never, ever, ever hear that song and think graduation. I will always hear that song and think of Macho Man Randy Savage. That was his theme song. It was a pretty good idea on his part. Didn't have to pay royalties for it. But I also thought of the speeches. And I remember the speeches that were made at my high school graduation. We're always told, look at this that you've achieved. And what you have to achieve, no matter how scary, can be great if you assert yourself. And it got me inspired. And it made me think about how we can tie this in to Christianity. We as Christians must believe in ourselves. Believe in yourselves, and part of believing in ourselves is being you. Not being anyone else, but being the best you that you can possibly be. The 139th Psalm in verse 14, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well. We can all complain about things in our lives, about our bodies, how we look, I guess how we smell, I don't know. Lisa's pregnant right now, or with child, and everything stinks to her, including me, even after I've showered. I just don't think she likes me very much. But no matter how stinky or ugly I may be, I am fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. No matter how stinky or beautiful you may be. See what I did there? Swapped it up a little bit. You are fearfully and you're wonderfully made. I was looking for things that came from graduation speeches, and this was a quote from a middle school graduation, because I guess kids these days need graduations for everything. You got preschool, kindergarten, middle school, junior high school, everything, I guess. Graduated from recess today. Success is not the result of spontaneous combustion. You must set yourself on fire. Not literally. But when we decide that we're going to use the tools that we have, and we're going to exert the most things that we can do to reach our potential, that is setting ourselves on fire. And I like that Neil Gaiman said this. He's a writer. I see Jay here this morning, so he's probably familiar with this guy. Created some of the characters from the Spawn comic book series. Big lawsuit there. Jay can tell us about it later. He's nodding. That's right. You're alive. That means you have infinite potential. You can do anything, make anything, dream anything. If you change the world will change. Society says that we're all unique. We're all snowflakes that fall to the ground. Yet in the same breath, they say you're unique, just like everybody else. What we as Christians need to do is take what makes us unique and apply that for work for the Lord. What can we do to spread the influence of the kingdom? What can we do here in Mount Pleasant? What is something that you are especially good at, something you have endured, that you'll be able to reach out and find someone? Whether it be someone in the congregation that needs to be lifted up or someone in the community that needs the Lord. Your efforts can change the world. Our first point this morning, you can do great things. You can do great things. Some will think, you know what, I can't do great things. I'm not eloquent of speech. I can't do this or I can't do that. The beauty of Christianity is we need all types. It's why we're a body and we're not just a thumb. We're a body that needs so many different things. Theodore Roosevelt said, do what you can with what you have where you are. Theodore Roosevelt was an interesting guy with a fantastic mustache. Theodore Roosevelt endured so many different things. He led, he was a leader. He led people in war. And he knew, do what you can with what you have where you are. We could all easily sit back and say, well, I wish I had the wisdom of Weldon. I wish that I had the heart of Chris. I wish I could do this like someone else. And I'm going to cross my arms and pout because I don't have that. Nothing's going to get done if we're sitting around wishing that we were like someone else. The beauty of our individuality is we have different things and we can do different things with those different things. Different things. That's a lot of different things in there. But we have that ability. Using a different translation that I for sure would not encourage anyone to truly study from full time. But I like how Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 is from the Living Bible. For I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ who gives me strength and power. ESV says I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. But I like how this really spells things out. For I can do everything God asks me to with the help of Christ who gives me power. Why can I evangelize? Because God has asked me to, and with the help of Christ, I have strength and power. The beauty of the New Testament, it is easy to understand. We can ask Brandon, new brother in Christ, when we sat down and looked straight from the Word of God, took outside ideas away and just read Scripture, is the New Testament hard? Was it hard to understand? Absolutely not. We can share the gospel with others because we've been commanded to. God will not command us to do something that we don't have the ability to do. We look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So, you know, people think defensively, and that's fine. But we as Christians need to go on the offensive. We need to be going into society and talking to our friends, letting them know that while we're their friend, while we're their buddy, first and foremost, we are Christians. And we have good news to share with them. And that doesn't mean you have to beat them over the head. Let them know who you represent, first and foremost. If God is for us, who can be against us? We can do great things because we have a great God. What do you have the ability to do with the gifts that you have? Our second point, what were we made for? If we're going to go down to the root of the issue, if we're going to get down to brass tacks, so to say, what were we made for? You know, diamonds are beautiful, aren't they? They say diamonds are a girl's best friend. I'm glad that my wife, chocolate, is a girl's best friend. It's a lot cheaper and delicious. But everybody wants to be a diamond, but few are willing to get cut. Those things that look like earwax, those are uncut diamonds. Who wants to be an uncut diamond? Is that beautiful? No, looks like earwax. If we want to be beautiful as God would have us to be beautiful, we're going to need to get cut. We're going to endure things that are going to be difficult. We're going to be put under pressure. We're going to find ourselves in situations that can be uncomfortable, but they won't be uncomfortable for long. I'm sure we could ask Chris, and I know it goes for me as well. Some people say, well, y'all were born talking and telling people about Jesus. No, one, that's impossible. Babies can't do that. But number two, it took effort to be able to talk to people about Jesus, because our society has made that uncomfortable. I could talk about football, I could talk about sports and any other thing, but it took effort to let people know that I lived for God. I look back in years past and I'm embarrassed that I didn't live for God as I should. I didn't want to make people uncomfortable, and I missed many opportunities to share the soul-saving gospel with people who may have responded. We need to be a people who aren't willing to be cut, who are willing to have pressure put on them, ready to sparkle as God would have us to. We look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." We don't have a spirit of fear. You know, we don't need to be timid. Some people confuse timid for meek, in that if we're going to be Christians, we need to be quiet about it. No, that's absolutely not the case. Meek does not mean weak. We can be unapologetically strong for our faith and strong for our God. We don't need to have a spirit of fear. What you can do, the potential that you can reach, won't be reached with a spirit of fear. We need to be a people who know we have power, who share love, and exude self-control. When we look at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6, "So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" I've used this as an example in sermons before. What can man do to me? Kill me. That's the worst that someone can do to me, is make me die. But if they make me die, they can't separate me from God. If I am ready to do everything in my power to be pleasing to God, if our time in this society comes to people wanting to kill Christians, we need to step to the line with no fear, because no one can separate us from God. Only our decisions can do that. So if we're going to get to the root of it, are you willing to be cut? Are you willing to have pressure put on you? Are you willing to do what it takes to become that beautiful diamond, that unique diamond that God would have you to be? Are we going to be scared? Are we going to sit back here and always say, you know, I just sure wish that the congregation at North Jefferson would grow, but you know, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to make anybody sad. You know, I don't want to upset things. I want it to get to the point where we continue to go out fearlessly, letting people know where we are, to the point that people will ask, "Where's Blaylocks?" and say, "Well, Blaylocks is from that North Jefferson Church of Christ." And we don't have to explain it the other way around. Let's all reach out. Let's all do our part. We have so many active people here at North Jefferson, but let's make this a family effort, everyone using their unique abilities without fear. But JJ, what about the negatives? What about those negatives? You're talking about pressure. You're talking about getting cut. You're talking about being uncomfortable. Life is like a photograph. And that's a roll of film that doesn't look very good on a PowerPoint. But what can you do? Life is like photography. You use the negatives to develop. You know, we can look and people are finding negatives of pictures. And they use those and they go into dark rooms and they make these negatives. And they do the opposite of what the negative shows. You're seeing the extent of my knowledge of photography. And those negatives are what we see with beautiful pictures. There we go, tied it up. But you have to take that picture. The light comes in, messes with the negative, alters it, changes it. We need to be willing to be changed. We need to be willing to do whatever it takes to be pleasing to God, understanding that being a Christian isn't always going to be fun and games. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. We read, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted." Endurance, the race for endurance. Christianity is not a sprint. It takes time to gain wisdom. It takes time and effort to gain Bible knowledge. But the key is to continue to grow, to continue to reach out, to continue to do the work of the Lord no matter what obstacles may come. Will there be negatives? Sure, there'll be negatives. But those negatives don't dictate who we are. We use those negatives to continue to grow and continue to be effective to God. So we look at being yourself. Be you. You are unique. You are special. You are different. We shouldn't strive to be like someone else. Be the best you that you can be. Be ready to be put under pressure. Be ready to be cut, because the pressure that we're put under makes for the most beautiful diamonds and makes for the most beautiful Christian lives. Let's not look at negatives as a negative. Let's look at those negatives and see the trials that we have endured have led us to where we are today, able to aid those who have gone through similar problems so that we can be the best that we can possibly be. What skills do you have that can help lead people to Christ? What have you endured that you can reach out to a part of the community that someone else might not be able to reach out to? Being you and believing in yourself can lead more to Christ and be a bright, shining light for this community. If you're not a Christian, I would encourage you to become one. If you've heard and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you're ready to repent of your sins, confessing Jesus Christ as Lord, and being immersed into the watery grave of baptism to walk in a newness of life, to lead the best life that you can possibly live, where the benefits are eternal. But if you are a Christian and you've fallen short, and you need prayers, if there is anything you spiritually need, do whatever it takes this morning to get right with God. Do whatever it takes to be right with God as we stand and sing.